Waterloo. Here's some music from Jeff Beal's score to Carnival. Back in just a little bit.
Thank you. Oh, sweet.
bit of music from the TV series, well, the HBO TV series, Carnival. That's music by Jeff Beal here on Visions and Sound. 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3. Something I've never done before, and hopefully, if all goes well, I'll do again in maybe another 5 years. With that in mind, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000 at hotmail.com, or if you are on MSN Messenger, you can use the visionsinsound2000 at hotmail.com to get in contact with me on MSN Messenger. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Heard from a few people, but I'd like to hear from some more. So with that in mind, I'd like to move on to the next of the soundtracks that I've got here on Visions and Sounds 24 Hours of Soundtrack Music. Well, in 1984, there was sort of this push on getting musical groups like Queen or Toto to do the music for specific films. In some cases, it was good, like in Dune. In some cases, it was campy, like Flash Gordon, which you heard earlier on this morning, if you'd been with me. And it's sometimes hit and miss when it comes to sort of a band doing the composing for a film. Regardless of that point, the score to Dune is rather good, considering. And the film, unfortunately, itself kind of falls apart, and it's too bad. I like the film, personally. I think it's one of those great moments in cinema where a book, a la The Lord of the Rings kind of thing, could have been, if given a couple of years and the right technology, could have been given a better treatment. Now, they did do a better treatment of the book in later on when they did the Dune miniseries. I think that did a better job. Although, I think they could have done a better job with Children of Dune, but that's just personal opinion, and I won't put that out here just yet. Anyway, so here is music from the 1984 version of Dune. This is the David Lynch film. This is music by Toto. Yes, I said that. Toto. Back in just a little bit.
A beginning is a very delicate time. Know then that it is the year 10,191. The known universe is ruled by the Padishah Emperor Shaddam IV, my father. In this time, the most precious substance in the universe is the spice melange. The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel. The Spacing Guild and its navigators, who the spice has mutated over 4,000 years, use the orange spice gas, which gives them the ability to fold space. That is, travel to any part of the universe without moving. Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you. The spice exists on only one planet in the entire universe. A desolate, dry planet with vast deserts. Hidden away within the rocks of these deserts are a people known as the Fremen, who have long held a prophecy that a man would come, a Messiah, who would lead them to true freedom. The planet is Arrakis, also known as Dune.
Bob Daniels here from the Movie, TV, and Video Game Soundtrack Show.